Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
High noon, Patriots Friday, Jones and Keefe here. Woo! On WEEI.
Really high.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you're riding high, celebrating a division title.
I didn't realize this.
Huh?
There's bagels left over from Greg's show, which is very nice. They share those food with us. Keith famously never eats breakfast unless it's just sitting here in the studio.
I had one of those. I had a half a bagel. I also, there was barbecue from the afternoon show yesterday.
I saw you were chowing down on some cornbread. I saw that.
A tray of cornbread earlier.
I was wondering where that came from.
Oh, so the fridge.
I'm
and by the way,
high.
It's up for grabs, everybody. It's not Courtney's.
If it's not, they're going to be yelling at me more than you because I've been in there three or four times.
That's true. Nick's been in the food, too.
Going back to the cornbread.
This is sort of the issue.
I've been having a lot of pulled pork. It's really good.
I didn't.
Nice.
Oh, that's in there.
There's so much food.
Oh, I thought you were just eating cornbread. I only saw you eating the cornbread.
And I appreciate
you're just
those.
Like in there. You're just shame eating in the other room.
Is,
yeah.
The pumpkin thing.
That's
awesome.
In there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I ate the pumpkin thing, too.
Yeah. I don't know if it's still there.
Go to break. Hang on.
We'll be right back after these.
No, but I had one of those bagels where Keith's like, oh, yeah, I had a buttered one. I'm like, I just got like a plain one.
I hope it was butter.
No, that what? It was buttered.
Okay.
But I didn't realize it was buttered already, so I threw cream cheese on top of it. Now I'm like,
a little full.
Well, not only that, I just feel it's a.
Get the shakes?
No, it was like a little greasier than I was expecting.
It's greasier?
Yeah, now it's feeling
all right.
Butter and cream cheese.
Wash it down with some cornbread.
Yeah, I might need to go lop up some of the cornbread.
No, but I appreciate our co-workers for putting that in the fridge yesterday, because usually people just leave it out overnight. I'll still eat it, but just leave it out. And
but
you look at it,
you'll eat it. You just would prefer it to be refrigerated, but you'll eat it either way.
Nice job by them. So I appreciate that. That's good synergy. That's what we're talking about right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's trays of stuff in the fridge.
And that means it's up for grabs in there.
That's what I've always been led to believe until I was shamed publicly about a year ago today.
Oh, is it the anniversary?
No. I don't know when it was.
Happy Celsius Day.
There's still some morons that bring it up, like on the text line.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would say we get that at least once a day on the text line.
It's the same sad loser. All he tweets about, all he texts about. We've all moved past it.
Yeah.
Except for that guy.
I can't imagine my doctor's going to be thrilled with the butter cream cheese combo there
don't
that I just took down.
It.
But yeah, that's okay. Well, it's good to know there's barbecue
keep that to
down
yourself.
There. First, I've heard there's barbecue down there. You guys have just been woofing barbecue all the
time? There may not be anymore, and me and Nick have put a pretty good dent into it. So
first I've heard
I've been eating since like 7:45 this morning.
He had breakfast. He's a big breakfast guy, Nick is, turns out.
By the way,
if it's barbecue.
Just scores and scores of people have come out and said,
yeah,
breakfast on Thanksgiving is the only way to do it.
Nobody.
Yeah, well,
that was one of your wild takes. One of many.
That's not.
We're still thinking about doing a top five Friday for worst takes, right? That's a good top five.
Oh, yeah. We
today was Tigers, obviously, with the Bengals game coming up on Sunday. But At some point, we will do top five worst takes.
August of Stash on Twitter.
What?
If I'm saying that right.
Yeah. Oh, for November, maybe.
It's like August. It's like stretching before you work out. Rookie mistake going in cold.
Yeah,
that's like
true.
What it is. You got to stretch.
Get a good stretch in.
Get that breakfast on Thanksgiving. We will get to the Week in Review at 12:45. We have Keith's Keys at 1 o'clock as well to Pats and Bengals. So stay tuned for it, plus Mike and Wenu on a Patriots Friday. No Milton Williams this week. His final appearance on Patriots Friday, and then he got hurt, apparently.
Well, hopefully we'll get him last week of the season.
Yeah.
And maybe the deep playoff run.
We can ask.
Fingers crossed.
How much are you blaming us?
Can't. We never asked him anything about, hey, have you ever...
High ankle sprained.
Had a high ankle sprained.
No, okay. Never have I ever with Wenu, okay?
Well,
I mean, I'm not.
We might.
Yeah.
We're going to go through the list of the fast food places and see how many he's been to. We're going to do that. We're going to quiz him rapid fire.
Honestly, I'd be fascinated to know.
It's not a bad idea.
Okay, so last night, though, the division's done, right? The Bills are not winning.
It
the
is.
AFC.
And this isn't just us getting over our skis. If you look at the division right now, the Patriots are 9-2. And the Bills fall to 7-4. The Patriots have the current head-to-head matchup. We know there's one more game coming up. So worst case scenario for the Pats, they split or they just really distance themselves. And then they might officially mathematically clinch in that game against the Bills. But I think it's already over because after head-to-head, the next tiebreaker in the division is the division record. And the Bills lost to the Dolphins. So as long as the Pats don't lose to the Dolphins or the Jets in their last two games of the season, they will also have that tiebreaker, meaning the Patriots would need to lose three times and the Bills would need to win out.
How many more losses do you think the Patriots have on their schedule?
One.
So that would also be my pick. I think they're going to split with – I don't necessarily have a pick on it yet, but I think they're going to split with Baltimore and Buffalo. They should split those two games, and they won't lose to anybody else. That's one more loss. But let's say they lose the two hard games on the schedule, and Buffalo wins out. As you just said, the Patriots still win the tiebreaker because the next tiebreaker is division, and in that scenario, Pats would be 5-1 in the division, Bills would be 4-2, division goes to the Pats. So they need to lose three games and maybe a divisional game in there, and the Bills still need to win out.
They need to win out in their final six games of the season. Are you ready for this? You sitting down?
Buffalo
Bills?
Yeah.
At Pittsburgh.
Win.
Okay, before you answer.
Win.
They've lost three road games this year, including Atlanta, Houston, and Miami. Those are all their losses.
Give me their point total in those three losses.
They scored 14 against Atlanta, 13 against the Fish, and 19 last night.
So in their three road losses, they have not gotten to 20 points.
So I'm not even giving them the Pittsburgh game.
I'll give it to them.
I'm not giving them the Pittsburgh game.
As a wise man once said, I'll hold my nose and give it to them.
All right. Then week 14, they play Cincinnati, where you and I will both agree Joe Burrow plays in that game.
Burrow will be back for that.
Burrow and Chase should play in that game.
I fully expect it, yes.
I still think the Bills win that one, but it's Burrow and Chase, so that's way more of a game than it would have been. Then the rematch at New England. There's no guarantee the Bills win that by any means.
No, but let's
We're just saying for the sake of argument, give it to them. But
let's say the Bills win it, yeah.
Then they're at Cleveland, should be a win. Then they're home to Philadelphia before wrapping up the season with the Jets. So they have three really tough games, including the head-to-head game, Philadelphia and at Pittsburgh. So a tougher rest of the schedule than the Patriots have. Plus,
by a mile, yeah.
They need to win out, and they need the Pats to win, or I'm sorry, lose three games.
Correct.
So the division is over. What a thrill. Can't wait for the shirt. They should probably start printing those up. I understand if you don't want to jinx it, you don't want to sell them.
No, I would get a head start on those, though.
You should, because you're going to want them immediately after you officially clinch. I recommend putting them in the Nor'easter Blue Grays.
It's a great recommendation.
Send a few our way. I hate to beg for stuff, but I'm not above it.
We still haven't gotten our jerseys. We haven't
gotten helmet.
You had to win a competition to get the helmet.
How many entries were there? Like 10,000? I had to be around it.
Yeah, I think you were. I mean,
do you think there's any chance
you were given a fair shot?
They pulled it and they're like, "No, this guy wants it too much."
Yeah,
throw it away.
I think there's very high likelihood of that. Yeah,
son of a bitch.
But yeah, no, we haven't gotten our jerseys yet. But maybe we can get our division runs through Foxborough with the Nor'easter Blue icy blue T-shirts. I'd take that for sure.
Yeah, but they won the division for the first time since Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in 2019.
Division's
incredible.
Division's over. They are winning the division. So when I say the Bills are dead, I'm talking about in the AFC East. They should still be a playoff team. I think. I mean, am I being too charitable giving them that? They look like garbage last night.
And how many more losses
do they have?
I
know the Houston defense is good, but like maybe I'm too charitable because they look like garbage last night. How many more losses do they have? Let's say two.
Okay. So then it'd be 11-6.
Yeah, that's a playoff team.
Yeah, it's definitely a playoff team, right? 11-6. Am I doing the math right?
Yeah,
they'd be 11-6. That should get them in. As of this moment, they are the 6th seed. They're tied with LA, who's the 5th seed, at 7-4. Jacksonville hasn't played their 11th game yet, so that's this weekend. The Texans are 6-5. Then you have Kansas City and Baltimore kind of breathing down their necks, 5-5. So this is one of those where, what are the chances now that Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo all get in? I think it's lower and lower.
They'd have to be, they wouldn't have to be the 3 wild cards. I take that back.
Baltimore could knock off Pittsburgh. That would have to be the scenario. I think you'd have to get Pittsburgh out of there, Jacksonville out of there, and the Chargers out of there.
Yeah.
So, the fact that Drake May could go into the playoffs for the first time in his career, and you know Burrow's out of it, maybe Lamar's out of it, maybe Mahomes. I think Allen's in.
I think the Bills are going to get in.
But they're going to be on the road the whole time. It is pretty amazing because I would have assumed all those guys would have won their divisions. Maybe. Yeah. Obviously, the North, there's only one of them can between Lamar and Burrow. But you know what I'm saying? I thought three of them would be division winners.
But I think if you went back and looked at our division, our playoff predictions, we had them all as playoff teams. Yeah.
So that is a wild turnaround. So it's not just how well the Patriots are playing, but it's just how the AFC has unfolded this year, which is amazing.
So, look, I think the division's over. I think the Pats are going to, cruise, really, to the division. If they split, they lose both Baltimore and Buffalo, all they have to do is win all their other easy games, which I think they'll do, and the division's done. That's even if Buffalo wins out, which I don't think the Bills are going to do.
Right.
So, that's not where we're at. So
Duck boats.
The division's over. I think they have the inside track on the one seed. I wouldn't say that's done yet. But Denver, we illustrated this weeks ago, or at least at the beginning of last week. Denver and Indy both have way harder schedules than the Pats. The Chargers just got spanked last week by Jacksonville. The Bills are now not going to catch the Patriots. They have the inside track on the one seed. Mm-hmm. I'd say there's a good chance they get that, and they're going to win the division. That's year one with Vrabel and year one with May as a full-time from week one starting quarterback, year two for him, if you will. So, yeah, that's way ahead of schedule. Great news, and I don't know. I mean, Buffalo is too Josh Allen reliant. He's still spectacular. He didn't play great last night. I honestly didn't think he played great in the 6-touchdown game the week before. He had a bunch of turnovers in that game. And I think they're asking him to do way too much. We asked that question about Drake May. Is too much on Drake May's shoulders? Is he even has to do too much? The answer is definitely yes with Josh Allen. Maybe Allen can do it. Maybe Allen can carry the team. But they're clearly asking him to do it. And that Houston defense, Keith, is unreal. That Houston defense, that the edge players there, their defense in general is fast. It hits hard. It creates turnovers. They took away run lanes from Josh Allen. Guys like Will, I think they're calling him Manderson.
Did not quit on
plays where Josh Allen was circling around 18 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He had a chance at him. He circled back. He got him again a second time. That defense is relentless. So I take Houston seriously. Bills are dead in the division, and I wonder if their window, as you said earlier, is closed, if it was ever even open in the first place.
Yeah, no, I think everybody sort of anointed them as one of those teams, and no Super Bowl appearances yet, despite all the MVP caliber seasons and even the MVP legitimate season that he won last year with Josh Allen. And, you know, it's one thing to have the Chiefs beat him every single year, but this year that might not even be the case. You know, something else might stand in their way. They've kind of struggled. To your point, they've put everything on Josh Allen, and you know he might be up for it on certain games, but can you see him now, especially if they're not going to be the number one seed? Toss that out. That's for sure not going to happen. They're not going to win the division, so they have to win 3 road playoff games before getting to the Super Bowl. If you want to even take just their perspective for a minute, I really don't think that's happening.
No,
and that's sort of a failure in how they've built the team around Allen. They found an awesome, awesome player. They got a good running back in Cook, but their receivers are bad. Their tight ends are average. The O-line's whatever, and the defense doesn't really stand out. So that's tough.
Here's a text that I disagree with. I'll just say it up front, but you tell me what you think the validity is to this.
All right.
617-779-7937. All these so-called great teams are now struggling. Is this a sign of what happens when you pay your franchise quarterback? They write $200 billion, but, you know, at the top of the market.
Oh, good question. No, I don't think so. I mean, look at the NFC teams. They're paying their quarterbacks a lot of money, and they're doing pretty good. You look at the Detroit Lions, for example. They've paid everybody. You can pay everybody. You got to get creative. You got to, you know, do weird stuff, move all it around, right, or whatever, but you can pay guys.
The trick is what a lot of these owners do, and what Buffalo's probably doing, although I got to look at their books. But what Buffalo's probably doing is they pay Josh Allen and they're choosing to let other good players go. You know, Diggs would be one of them. And I wasn't surprised they were done with Diggs. Some of their defensive players, I think, aged out. Although, is Poyer back? Poyer's back, right? He's playing in the game last night.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but they scooped him up off a practice squad in the middle of the season.
And those guys, like, aged out. So, maybe they're paying guys on defense, but I don't know.
They are 30th in cap space right now. They have $2.7 million.
Didn't Mahomes sign his crazy deal in, like, 20?
Yeah, and 21. They've won a bunch of Super Bowls
since. Been to like every Super Bowl.
So to me, that would be an ownership excuse. We're paying the quarterback. We don't have room to pay everybody else. And I think a lot of owners take that route. They're probably doing that with Burrow in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of owners use that excuse. I think it's just that. I think it's an excuse.
But I also
you got to continue paying guys around the quarterback. And to Keith's point, you can.
But you also need to hit on some picks. You know, like Keon Coleman. You could have had a better second-round pick there. You know, the same stuff we would criticize 100%. Belichick for, but we'll criticize these other teams. Like, if you took a real receiver there at two, or not at two, in the second round, different story. They didn't give a lot of money to him, but, like, some of their free agent moves, they got, like, Curtis Samuel and stuff, they're relying on him, and, like, Josh Palmer. Like,
yeah, they actually kind of paid Palmer this offseason, I think.
Yeah, they basically went N'Keal Harry, Nelson Aguilar. Yeah. Like, that's what they did. They kind of tried.
Honestly, it's a great point.
Yeah.
And remember the GM there? You brought this up the other day. The GM there was, like,
real defensive,
scolding them for talking about the crummy receivers.
Yeah, he went on a radio show just ripping those guys in Buffalo for it, and they were like, I'm like, they seem to be pretty accurate.
Those guys kind of know what they're talking about. 617.
Their highest paid receiver is Curtis Samuel at $9 million.
Okay, so wow, you mentioned
Josh
his name.
Josh Palmer got 4.3.
Okay, I thought it was more than that.
For this year, anyway.
Yeah.
No, but actually, no, it was more than that because, his dead cap number is like almost $60 million.
Yeah, but these are the type of guys that they brought in. Like, what are you expecting?
617-779-7937. All right, we have Keith.
Uh-huh.
You want to go to the uniform call first?
Yep.
Or do you want to go with the guy who I think is claiming to know John in Rhode Island?
I mean, I'm intrigued by both. So let's go whoever's been waiting longer.
Mark in Rockport, Okay. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing pretty great.
Good. Well, so I know John in Rhode Island. And, he mentioned yesterday that he's got a fancy brunette coming over, you know, for Thanksgiving.
Sure.
And
we perked up at that, quite frankly. Yeah.
Yeah. Familiar, if you know what I mean, with the party of the second part. And in fact, if you like, I can tell you what she's bringing to his house on Thanksgiving.
You mean food?
We're on the radio.
You mean
here, Mark.
You mean for a meal of food is what you mean, like leftovers.
What is she bringing?
What's she bringing?
I'll bite.
Crabs.
Oh, Jesus, Mark.
Nasty.
Hell. Hey, honestly.
Yes! He got us. He got us good. Damn you, Mark and Rockport.
I didn't even allow myself to come up with a guess, so I was not prepared really for anything there. Could have been anything.
Man, I was bracing for turkey and mash
pose. No, he went a different way.
Maybe some macaroni and cheese. It was right there under our nose.
Yep. I'm starting to think he doesn't know John.
John, if you're out there, you can dial us up. All right, Dave's in Auburn. This is good uniform talk here.
All right, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I just thought you should probably bring Mego in on that one because she would bring crabs from Maryland.
Well, that's okay. That's from Maryland. Oh, I see. Okay.
That's a common dish, guys.
Got it. Yeah, sure.
So the unis last night, I know we all love the uniforms on this show. We're fans of them.
Yes.
I think the helmets could have been better. You know how it had, like, the black horn? It had a black face mask. Like, I would probably have, like, a black visor or, like, a black and red visor.
Okay,
with, like,
so I got
some crazy black face mask.
Dave, this is a good question. Why don't we uniform police those
Texans? Did you
Texan
ever think
shirts?
That maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good-looking?
It's Jones and Keith, Fashion Police.
I'm glad you brought these up because we've gone almost a half a show here without mentioning.
I'm disappointed. We haven't brought them up.
Yeah, the Texans uniforms.
That's kind of on us.
You have a thought?
I hated them.
Awful.
Yeah, real bad.
One of the worst uniforms I've ever seen. Specifically the helmet. And that's, I think, what he was talking about. Like, well, tweak the helmet.
He was talking about the face.
Whole helmet's garbage.
I kind of like that mask matched the rest of the helmet. I just hated that color and I hated that it was so red.
But it's like red on red and the helmet. Red didn't necessarily match the jersey red. It was similar to like the Ducks when they had the weird different oranges in their uniform.
Yep.
That is a awful uniform. That looks like it would be in the Arena League at best.
Is that red? That red doesn't match?
I don't think so. Maybe it's because of the way it's shiny, it but like in game. No,
I also think it matches, but I get what
don't
you're saying.
Don't get bogged the down helmets, with the helmet detail.
Well, we're asking Keith to look at something 10 feet across the room.
But also, it's like, what is that? That's not their logo.
The man's colorblind and needs glasses, and we're relying
that's
on
that's why I'm good for the fashion police. I'll tell you what uniform's good. No, that is it was offensive. And the Bills were wearing their all whites. They look fine. Those are good. But those were terrible helmets. Terrible helmets, and the red on red does not look great.
No, but I disagree with him specifically on the face mask, though.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I don't really care about the face
mask. More teams should have the face mask match.
The rest of the helmet?
Yeah, I didn't hate that.
I guess.
Now, do a bunch of teams do that, and it stood out more with that uniform last night? Maybe more teams do that than I realize.
I don't know, but I really didn't care for it.
I didn't like the red, and I didn't like the red on red, and as the Twitch chat is saying, they look like Christmas ornaments. That is true, which I like a Christmas ornament.
I love Christmas ornaments.
I didn't like the look on the field last night, though.
Is your tree already up?
Is my tree already up?
Yeah,
no.
No, you're getting a tree.
No, I told you this the other day. My wife has already ordered. We've never done this before.
Yeah.
My wife has already ordered the tree to be delivered, I want to say, on like December 6th. She's like already like had it ready to go.
I feel like a tree being delivered takes a little bit away from the spirit of Christmas.
So I don't disagree, okay. But it also saves me having to do that, which I don't really ever particularly enjoy doing.
True.
And so I didn't want to fight it, but yeah. I did think in my head when she brought this up that I could point that out to her.
I like going,
but I don't want to have to go do that and waste hour plus to go do that. Turn around and go set up the tree.
What I don't like is
you got to drive out of Charlestown to go get yourself a tree.
Yeah, I guess that's different. Yeah, you're in a different spot. So I'll go.
You could just go right down the street to the IHOP.
Oh, do they have a bunch of the? Do they have them over here?
Yeah, they sell trees out of that IHOP.
Oh yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh,
my favorite thing every year is picking out the tree finally. And then sheepishly asking the person, can you help me put the tree on the roof?
Oh, yeah. No,
and they look at you like you're such a loser. Right. Like, you don't know how to do it. I'm like, well, I just don't want to fly off my car.
Right. I just don't want to
be charged
with manslaughter for the tree blowing off the roof of my car.
You can't, you can't tie it to the roof of your car. I'm like, I'm a moron. No,
I can't. I wasn't a Boy Scout. I don't know how to do knots.
I never became an Eagle Scout. Yeah. I apologize.
Knots are not my thing. You take that up with my father.
I'm like, holding on to the tree as I'm driving back.
You take that up with my parents if you'd like to. And they're parenting skills, but I was neither a Boy Scout nor Eagle Scout.
No, never made it that far.
I can't tie a knot. What do you want from me?
But they're like disgusted. It's like you're in the tree business. Like part of it would be tying it to the roof of these cars. I don't have a pickup truck.
That's like I couldn't change a tire to save my life.
No, it would take me a day and a half.
No, I'm saying I couldn't.
I'm saying
like the way I change a tire is I call AAA and I would wait.
Oh, give them a call.
I would wait days for them. If they took days to get there, I would just sit there. I'd be like, you come fix my tire. I was not taught this as a child.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't decide to learn it on my own. I have a AAA
this
card.
This is why I pay for AAA.
Yeah, is what I do.
Good point.
So you could take days, you could take weeks to come. I would sit there by my car waiting for you to come fix my tire.
Tire flying off is just as bad as a tree flying off.
Yeah, true.
The amount of junk I have in my trunk that I don't.
Sick brag, bro.
Hell yeah.
Don't clip that.
Shake it.
That I would have to, if I needed to find the spare tire. The side of the road would just be covered with like kids' toys, like all kinds of. I have a DVD player in the back of my car for some reason. No reason.
Sick.
No
brag, reason, bro.
All that stuff. I'd have to get all of that out first just to find the spare tire.
The last time, there's a donut in the trunk. Right?
Yep.
And they're like, "Where's the equipment to like undo all these?"
Sure.
And I'm like, "What do you mean? What do you guys mean for?
Sure, just get in there. Just poke around in there.
I'm supposed to know where that is? I don't know. I called you for a reason. I don't know where any of this stuff is.
You guys didn't bring a tire?
No, I know where the donut is, but they needed the equipment to unscrew it. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't know.
They needed the jack.
I have no idea.
What are those called? Do you know what those are called?
I don't. That's why I called it the thing.
Yeah, the thing.
Light is what the lug nuts are?
Yeah, sure. No, yeah, whatever. Yeah, is that the word? I don't know.
Jones thought a chicken lays 100
so
eggs a day.
So much this week.
So what do you think? Obviously, he's not going to.
You thought it was 12.
Oh. Closer than
it was closer.
It's not 100.
It was closer.
I got you. I don't know. On Price is Right rules.
It turns out anything over one or two is alarmingly high. I kind of, honestly, the more I think about it, chicken's kind of lazy. I thought they were doing
one egg a day.
Yeah, I thought they were doing a lot more, to be honest.
No. Okay. They get up so early, too, for nothing. The amount of junk I have in my trunk.
Real late entry for Brag of the Week.
Yeah, I know.
Stay tuned. Week in Review comes your way at 12:45. Let's get back into somehow Keith and I are the only two who do not think Joe Burrow is playing in this game this weekend.
He needs to literally throw a touchdown on Sunday for me to believe that he is.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Jones and Keefe, week in review on the way, less than 15 minutes from now at 12:45.
What a week it's been, Jones. Some are saying the best week of our lives.
Keys are on the way at 1 o'clock. So a busy Patriots Friday here. Still scheduled to talk to Mike and Wenu as well. Grab bag, clip du jour, all that good stuff. You heard Ian Rappaport on Joe Burrow. Keith, yes or no, you think he's playing on Sunday?
No.
I also don't think he's playing.
We're the only two in the world that think that. So if we're right, remember us. If we're wrong, just enjoy the game.
Yeah. Forget about just move it along.
Just move it along fine.
And just don't pay attention to that.
Yep.
Let me provide a couple of updates for you.
Please. Line,
as we pointed out earlier today, has moved. It was 8 the other day.
Okay.
Before we had Joe Burrow news. Now it is down to 5.5 points. Let me just double check.
All right, so Vegas knows something.
I mean, Vegas has certainly reacted to the news that he's at least in play. It's back up to 6.5. I take that back. It's back up to 6.5.
And that also moved
from
8.
It was 5.5 in the 10 o'clock hour. It is up to 6.5.
And remember, the 8 moved down in part because Jamar Chase's suspension was upheld. So, I mean.
All right, we're back to 6.5.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing. He's officially, or I guess the Bengals said he's questionable.
Well, here's the update. Like, okay. Here's the update from Schefter. This is right at the tail end of our last segment. Bengals say quarterback Joe Burrow is questionable for Sunday's game against the Patriots. Zach Taylor has also talked. Here's what he said. Quote, he has not made a decision yet on Joe Burrow playing Sunday. We feel comfortable waiting as long as we can with this decision. Taylor added that Burrow has done everything he can to make himself ready to go. However, he continued, there has been full transparency in the conversation with Burrow about this decision. Part of the conversation in the decision for Taylor is, quote unquote, absolutely protecting Burrow from himself. He's done everything he can. He looks great. You expect it to respond great. And when he's out there and gets tackled, but you don't know.
True.
Two games in 5 days, you have to account for that, he said.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing.
I also think they're because they play on Thanksgiving.
Right.
These practices are to get ready for the Ravens, which is a big divisional game in their mind.
Right.
they're getting him ready for that game is what I think.
Now, they probably need to almost win out. They have very little room for error if they're trying to still even make the playoffs and not just play spoiler. But you wonder, playing the Patriots, who are right now a really good team, you don't have Ja'Marr Chase. Not that you're going to just like give the game away, but the next week you're playing the Ravens, who you're in this dogfight of a bad division. 9-8 might win the division. 10-6, or yeah, 9-8 or 10-7 win the division. They currently have 7 losses. So again, not a lot of room for error.
Nope.
But would you rather be full go Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase against the Ravens Thanksgiving night than toss them out there with no Ja'Marr Chase this weekend against a better team?
Like if Burrow plays this weekend without Chase, who are we taking?
I'm taking the Patriots.
Same.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean that's how they're looking at it.
No,
I would forecast the Patriots winning either way.
And I guess it's either he's ready or he isn't.
Now you're telling me it's Burrow and Chase and T. Higgins and it's full go against Baltimore on Thanksgiving. Who am I taking? That one might be the Bengals. That might
maybe,
be.
Maybe, yeah.
So,
especially with Lamar hobbling around.
One other update.
All right.
And I'm just not sure everybody's aware that Burrow's still on IR. Like, he has not been activated. His practice window is open to practice, but he is not off IR. He has to get activated off that list. The Bengals have until Saturday at 4 to move Burrow to the active roster. Until then, he'll be listed as questionable, says Ian Rappaport. So this decision will come right down until tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And maybe some of it's gamesmanship. Maybe some of it is just getting them ready for the Ravens. By the way, there's more, I mean, quote-unquote good news, if you will, for the Pats. Jackson Dart is not playing this weekend against the Lions. Jameis Winston will get another start. Dart's still not out of concussion protocol.
Yeah.
So, like, you're avoiding Ja'Marr Chase this weekend. We both think you're still going to avoid Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
You might not get Dart next week.
Yeah, when they already don't have Neighbors or Scataboo. That's regardless of who's playing quarterback. And the Giants aren't that great anyway. But the sort of their puncher's chance was when they had all those young offensive guys playing. So, yeah, you might have Winston on Monday Night Football, by the way. They got a big primetime game coming up. But Dart also, doesn't he feel like Anthony Richardson right now where it's like he's out there, then he's hurt. It's like he can't finish
games.
Oh,
in that way.
Like, yeah,
I was going to say, he's way better than Richardson.
Better.
But yes.
But when Richardson first broke in, you're like, all right, what, let's see him. Like, oh, he's out right now. He's back in. Nope, he's out again. Like, you got to maybe change how you play a little bit. It's not going to last very long in the NFL.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Kenny G.
Yeah, Kenny G.
Is this the real Kenny G? Hello?
Is this the Dark Knight?
Yes, it is. Yes. Hello, Kenny.
Man, my God, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, listen. You know I love you. Hey, the Dark Knight, man. Hey, listen, you've always showed me love. Hey, let me explain this to you. It's always a happy holidays for y'all.
You too.
I want to say this. When I come up to Boston, right, I'm coming back to Boston, we're going to do this tire change exercise in that parking lot, okay?
All right, yeah, let's.
We're going to get it down.
Kenny, you're going to show me how to change a tire?
I love it.
Is this a euphemism for something, or you're actually going to show me how to change a tire?
I think it's legit.
All right, good.
I got to do that for y'all. Hey, listen, this is why I think Joe Burrow definitely plays. I call it when you can't lose no more, you're in the playoffs technically. They can't lose no more. So since they can't lose no more, he's playing. Plus, he's taking first-team reps. Like, it won't even make sense to really play it. Well, in other words, start him next week if you lose this week because they can't have eight losses. So I think they're that desperate, and they're the Bengals.
Okay. They're desperate. They can't lose anymore.
Good stuff by Kenny G.
I get it.
So he wants to change your tire.
I thought he wanted to give me like a tutorial on how to change a tire.
He's going
to
show you. He's going to teach you.
I don't currently need a tire change. Just if I did,
but he could swap it out for you.
Yeah, I'd like to
see him come here. Take your car.
He could probably use a rotation though.
Yeah, pop the spare on there. Yeah, just go a little around the parking lot. Then put the other one back on.
Then I do.
Or a rotation.
Then I do the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's good content.
That is
so. We gotta circle back.
You get like a video of my butt crack hanging out, like under the car, like just yeah.
That's not good.
I think that's good for the clicks. That's good. I think that would do well.
I like how he wanted to teach you how to change your tire, and he had a quick sports take.
I didn't expect the sports take
because what do you say when you're out of the playoff? No,
can't lose no more.
When you can't lose no more, you're in the playoffs.
Yeah,
and I get what he means.
I 100%
basically you got a win out. So they're desperate team right now.
Kenny G, great stuff.
Call anytime, Kenny G.
I appreciate you. If you can drive a stick, I also don't know how to do that. There's a lot of things I don't know how to do.
Can you beat Jones's dad?
Don't
can you come in? Teach him the ways of a woman as well.
Yeah, look at my face. I never learned how to shave. I mean, there's a lot of things I never quite learned. So, yeah, if you could just be my pseudo father, that would be great. But Kenny G, don't be a stranger.
You can't lose no more, you're in the playoffs.
I love honestly, it. Honestly, kind of brilliant.
I kind of love it.
Make that a t-shirt.
That's next to our Jones and Keefe standings, our official. Well, there's a lot of math that was
that's
involved
a good,
in that.
No, that's a good column. Yeah. Can't lose no more. That's a good, that's a fifth column.
Tears next week?
Yeah.
The can't lose no more tier?
Really, honestly, we could probably use that.
There's a lot of teams like that.
Ray's in Boston. Hello, Ray.
Hey, guys. I just need a minute, but here's my point.
Yeah.
The Burrow is practicing because Zach Thomas is afraid to lose his job. If the Patriots roll in after five, I'm sorry, Zach Taylor, apologize.
Oh, sure.
If the Patriots roll in after 5 years of being the worst team and then pull your pants down, he's going to lose his job. He hasn't won anything with Burrow. They were a terrible team. They were 9-8. He threw for 40 touchdowns. He's looking at this. If he loses the Patriots, if Vrabel comes in, absolutely tears them apart, they're going to lose. He's coaching for his job. He's going to be fired. He's coaching for his job. And that's why Burrow's going to start, because he's literally throwing the Hail Mary at the wall and seeing what sticks. That's all I got to say. Go Patriots.
Okay.
Hey, rack them.
Good stuff.
Good strong, need, good strong take. 30
seconds.
Didn't even need the whole minute.
Really good take by Ray.
Look, there's plenty of times where I needed a minute and it only took 30 seconds. That's happened.
That's not
way more than I care.
That's
about
not that. Ray from Twitter, is it?
Oh, no. That's
the guy who tweets several times a day?
No, it's Ray in Cumberland, not Ray in Boston.
Ah, I got it.
I'd be angry if it was Ray in Cumberland.
Multiple Rays. We're big with Rays.
We're huge.
Big in Ray community.
Get a Ray a meter. Let me tell you. I think we'd crush.
That's pretty good.
617-779-7937.
More sad news. Ray Licata.
That's a Ray we lost in our listening audience.
Yeah.
That's the keys. If you hear those, they're coming your way at 1 o'clock. Yeah, there they are. And we have the weekend review.
I got a ton of keys today for the game.
Good.
Ton
we have
of
the
them.
Weekend review on the way.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Next. It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw! There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan. Chainsaw. We're going.
And worst.
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Holy mackerel, Jones. What a week it has been here on Jones and Keefe's WEEI. It started on Monday. Patriots Monday with tight end Hunter Henry. This week's surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Ollie, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, here we go. Once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 not surprised at all. Hunter Henry, how surprised are you that you're currently 9-2?
Probably 5.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Probably a five.
Right.
You should have gone lower.
Yeah, zero.
Yeah.
Zero. Because of Ja'Marr Chase, we brought up on the show the late Hawk Tua. I saw somebody the other day tweeted out a photo. She was streaming the Hawk Tua girl.
Sick brag, bro.
Somebody was took a screenshot of her. No, she was playing video games for like 9 people. I'm like, hey,
That's what happens. You scam people out of millions of dollars.
I was like, I've been there, minus the viral video prior.
I've been on FanCred. I know how that goes.
I've YouTube streamed to 9 people before playing Tony Hawk, but she was having a nice time.
What was the thing do you remember the thing we used to sit here during like Bruins games when they had us do? What was the name of that company?
Oh,
where those were
that one.
That might not have been 9 people in there.
That was the hardest I think I ever fought to get my money. I was like, you said you would pay me for this. And they were like, yeah. Yeah, you'll get it. I'm like, when?
Yeah, you're like, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, man. That was a life lesson that we learned.
Didn't the guy say, he's like, what, do you need the money? I'm like, well, yeah. I do need the money. It's my money.
I wish they were a little more like J.G. Wentworth is what I wish. Yeah. Hart said there's like a whole
lawsuit.
Yeah.
He's owed like $800.
Like, Jesus. They don't owe me any more money. I apparently they owe other people. They don't, but I hounded them. No, by the way, the other company was
called. That's like 2 Nor'easter helmets that they owe Andy Hart retail.
The other company was called Snap Call. That was the other company.
Which
I don't think still exists.
Or neither one of them I don't think exists.
We didn't get to 9 people in those, I don't
think. No. It was a great week for calls, as it always is here on the program. Here were consecutive calls from yesterday.
Dave is in Connecticut on our Brandon Cooks discussion. This came out very early in the show. Hello, Dave.
Yep. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Excellent.
Jones and Keith. Yes! Hey, listen. I think you're downplaying the whole Brandon Cooks thing. This guy's a gift. Grab him. He's better than Pop Douglas.
So I don't know about that. I said Pop
Jones
Douglas.
And Keith. Yes.
What was that, by the way?
Is that a thing? I don't know.
Yeah, what is that? Is that something we should recognize, or was he just really excited to be on the show?
Did we get pranked?
I don't know. I don't know. We might have got
yes!
There. I think John in Rhode Island wants to go on the clock if we could. He's got a perfect Thanksgiving. I would hope it includes breakfast. John in Rhode Island, you're on the clock.
Hey, guys, first of all, I love the show. Happy Thanksgiving. It's almost 6 months since the greatest day of my life that I met you. My perfect Thanksgiving will be at my house this year. No wife, no kids. I'll be on the football, on the couch, watching football all day. I'll win the FanDuel game that my buddies play, and a brunette will bring food with me to my house later that night. Thank you.
Yikes.
We found out what the food is today.
So those are back-to-back callers. Yeah. The first caller, I think, may have started a new craze.
Oh, good.
I appreciate that. Also, Jackson took the time to make some of these.
Jones and Keith, yes. Jones and Keith, yes. Jones and Keith, yes.
You think you He's got... Beatles on the brain back there, right? The other one he had yesterday was
also Beatles
tune. Yep.
And maybe you just watched the documentary.
Peace out. Jones and Keith. Yes. Jones and Keith. Jones and Keith. Yes. Jones and Keith.
In the club with my homies, trying to get a little
That gives Drake May a run for his money.
A little bit.
Nick did one of those in a training camp.
That's true.
Golden Keys. Yeah, yeah.
What do you think the chances are of a guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yes!
Lewis gets it to LeBron for 3 for the win.
Yes!
This is 4 the win.
Yes!
Timeout committed by Brady for the win.
Yes!
1.7 to go.
Good.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me double shot desire.
Yes!
Oh, man, Dave in Connecticut throughout history.
I good. Appreciate it.
He looks like a Forrest Gump.
Yes! Yes!
All right.
He's like a Forrest Gump throughout history, yeah.
We're going to use that forever. Maybe into the ground, I feel confident in saying that.
I mean,
including,
we might have already done it.
We were responding to another one of Bob Ryan's Twitter responses,
sure,
where there was a list of fast food places, and the certainly not AI bot on Twitter asked, how many have you been to? Bob Ryan answered. He was at 31, he thinks.
He thinks.
So we asked Jones how many he's been to.
Main things I want to know from today's show. How many eggs does a chicken actually lay? And then how many of those fast food restaurants have I been to? But anyway, what's the random football part?
All right, well, I'll ask you this. We want to just yes, no, these bad boys. You can play this right now.
No, we can't do all
Chipotle,
this.
Chipotle.
Yes.
Hardee's.
I don't think so.
We're going to take this too much time.
I don't think so. I wasn't expecting Hardee's to be the second one. That threw me off. Yes.
Jack in the Box.
Yes.
Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
Whataburger.
Yes.
Olive Garden.
Yes.
Waffle House.
Yes.
Baskin Robbins.
Yes.
Is this Baskin Robbins?
I've been to Baskin Robbins, yeah.
It's Baskin Robbins.
I don't think I've ever been to a Hardee's.
Panda Express.
Yes.
Shake Shack.
Yes.
TJ Fridays.
Yes.
Wendy's.
Yes.
Wingstop.
Oh, no.
Cinnabon.
Yes.
Quiznos.
Yes.
Quiznos subs! I love these Quiznos subs!
I never really enjoyed Quiznos.
That guy was wild. Yeah. Remember that? The pitch man for Quiznos? Mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
White Castle.
Yes.
Panera.
Yes.
Red Lobster.
Yes.
In-N-Out.
Yes.
Five Guys.
Yes.
Domino's.
Yes.
Dairy Queen.
Yes.
Checkers.
Oh, no.
I don't know what that is. Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
Chili's.
Yes.
McDonald's.
Yes.
Burger King.
Yes.
Subway.
Yes.
Wendy's.
Yes.
Taco Bell.
Wait, Wendy's on there twice?
It was, right? I'm telling you, it's AI generated.
Taco Bell, yes.
Taco Bell. Arby's.
Yes.
Sonic.
Yes.
Sonic, yes.
Golden Corral.
No.
Wow.
Starbucks.
Yes.
Applebee's. Yes.
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 KFC.
KFC, yes.
Popeyes.
Popeyes, yes.
Outback.
Yes.
Yes.
Dave's Hot.
Actually, yes.
Yes.
I have been to a Dave's Hot Chicken. It's great.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. This one I'm excited about. This I had not heard this, but I guess yesterday Shime overslept and he missed the beginning of their show.
I heard them talking about it, but I didn't hear the original explanation.
Yeah. Well, it turns out this is why our guy Shime was late to the Greg Hill show yesterday.
You swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Always.
What occurred?
So last night I was in bed.
Stop.
He sounds like a corpse. He sounds sick.
Someone die?
What happened to him?
This is, in fairness, this is what? This is 6 a.m.? No, well, I
6:30 for his dead phone.
Yeah. The problem was it was not at 6.
Yeah. He come rushing in. He sounds comatose. Yeah. Okay.
And I've been spiraling in my car.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. Thank you. I went to bed. I was laying in bed doing the classic lie on your side, arm out thing, phone on arm, watching video.
Mm-hmm.
Fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
Classic. That's the reason the battery drained so fast is because there was a video playing. So it was streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore my battery was at like probably just over 30% when I went to bed.
What?
But I woke up and...
Some kind of wild anime porn? Or what, like, what
no.
Were you, what was it? What were you watching?
Well, yeah, you
Drake May footage.
I wish it was that nice. No, I was watching Pokemon. So it was a Pokemon video on YouTube, and there's a battling league. It's called the Wolfie Battling League. It's a whole thing. It's embarrassing. Yeah, you know, I love it, but it's I understand that other people think it's embarrassing.
What goes on during the battling league?
So you know how like in fantasy football you draft a team, like so you draft a team of Pokemon and then you battle other trainers in the league.
Oh, so you actually battle in people?
I was just watching other people.
You're watching other people play that game.
So it's like a chess match.
So it's like when I watch people play Call of Duty.
Bingo, exactly. Right. It's just like that.
So do you not normally, do you not have a charger next to your bed?
No, I do. I didn't plug it in because I didn't think I was going to be falling asleep. This has never happened to me before, Wix. This is a one-time thing ever. And so
heard
I
that
it was a honest mistake. It was all my fault. No. It was a nightmare.
How about him falling asleep with his arm out, resting his phone on his arm?
I do love the explanation. He's like, you know, the old lay on your side, arm out, screen on.
Your arm's going to fall right asleep.
I've dropped my phone on my face a million times before I would even think to
that's
do
actually
that
true,
way.
Too. I have fallen asleep, dropped my phone right clear on my face. Yeah, that's true.
My sleeping shoulder would wake me up.
Worst thing I ever did in my life, well, debatable. Worst thing I may have ever done in my life,
sure.
Little CC Beans was in a bassinet. She was tiny, right? She was just a little lady, pretty fresh and new.
I guarantee I know what you're about to say. Yep.
So it was like my turn to like sort of check on her. Because like when you're a first-time parent and you don't know anything about the kid, you're just like, I don't know, like are they fine?
Yeah, are they breathing in there?
But it's dark, right? So you go over there. I turn just the light, not like my flashlight, but just like the light of the phone. Looking at it, I have like weak hands. It's like 2 a.m. I have weak hands anyway. Drop the phone on her head. Felt horrible. Needless to say, she wakes up.
She woke up.
Katie.
That must have gone good.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
And I still think about it. And every time she does something weird, I'm like, was that because I dropped the phone on her?
Right.
Was that me?
I did this.
Like, she's doing well. Yeah. She's doing good. But I definitely dropped a phone right on her head. Feel horrible about it. All right. Let's get to our Brag of the Week nominees.
I also feel bad for them.
One from Courtney.
I went to BC.
Sick brag, bro.
That's really
cheered at BC.
Sick brag, bro.
Double brag.
Double BC brag.
How about that? Yeah. Our guy Chris Scheim.
I've been to London multiple times.
Sick brag, bro.
It's the tone on that one that helps. Yeah. The tone.
A little haughty.
I've never been spit on.
Sick brag, bro.
You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah.
So Ninkovich, that was Rob Ninkovich, also from the morning show.
Sure.
And how about Knights here on WEEI, Christian Arcan.
I went to college in Colorado.
Sick brag, bro.
And then I worked out there until about 2009.
Sick brag, bro.
I lived out there for 8-9 years.
Sick brag, bro.
I lost money I didn't even have.
Sick brag, bro.
I've never been shot.
Sick brag, bro.
I got shot with a BB gun.
Sick brag, bro.
All right. I mean, that has to go to Arcan. Just the sheer volume. Although Shimes was very good because he was just so angry about it.
Yeah, I'd say the five leg parlay goes to Arcan there, I'd say.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations to Arcan.
Good job. Good job,
I went to college in Colorado.
Sick brag, bro.
I'm not going to play them all, but there you go. Very good. It was a good week.
I've also never been shot, but I have been shot with a BB gun. I'm with him on that. So I can likewise co-brag there. Great week. As most of them are, Keith. That's the week in review.
You hear something?
Oh, I hear it all right.
Sounds like keys to Pat's Bengals. Next.
Lewis gets it to LeBron for three for the win.
Yes!
This is for the win.
Yes!
Timeout committed. McBrady for the win.
Yes!
1.7 to go.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.